All right, you caught us. Conversations with my dummy and my guests today are Robin and Linda Williams, tearing up the cloud here with some great tunes, man. They used to play on Prairie Home Companion a lot, and well, they're just wonderful talents. And what else do we got? Got a funny song called How I Made My Millions, and oh, I forgot to say, I'm Steve Charney, as if you didn't know.
Oh, here's Ham.
Hey, Hammond, come on over.
Hi, Steve. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just like you.
You are?
Yes, we're the same person.
Oh, sometimes I forget. All right.
So, what's going on? I'm feeling a little awkward. I don't know, I think I got a cold coming on or something, but that's all right.
Wait, you got a cold coming on?
Yeah, I got a cold coming on.
That's great, Steve. Now you can try my elixir of life.
What's that?
Elixir of life. I happen to have it right here. Look, here it is.
Looks like a bottle of orange juice.
Oh, ye of little faith. This is no orange juice. No, siree, Bob. This is a miracle in a bottle. A remedy for all ills. A cure for what's keeping you down. Better than vitamins. Better than 10 doctors. A cure statute. A cure irritability. Also gets out grease spots.
It's orange juice, isn't it?
Well, it might have a little orange juice in it, just for color. But it's my secret formula. All the other ingredients in it are known only to myself.
Oh, I see. You made this yourself.
Yes, sorry, Bob.
You know, you sound like a snake oil salesman.
Snake oil, what's that?
Snake oil is a term for idiotic cure-all remedies like this one. That, sir, is a bottle of snake oil.
It is not. No snakes of their oil went into the manufacture of this fine product.
Knowing you, I bet that's the only thing you left out. That in the kitchen sink.
You accusing me of making this in the kitchen sink?
Yes.
Okay, you're right, I did. But that's just until like, oh, it's like, you know, full-scale production. Then we market this. We call it Harry's Elixir of Life. We go national, and boom, I'm a rich man.
You're not a man, young man. You're a dummy.
But a smart dummy.
I should have known. Another scheme to get rich quick.
It's better than getting poor fast.
Look, in the first place, have you even tried this product? Does it work? Is it sound medicine?
Sounds like medicine to me.
Oh, that'll get you FDA approval. Look, Harry. You can mix up some liquid and add orange juice and then try to foist it off on an unsuspecting public as a sovereign remedy for all ills.
Why not?
Because it's not nice.
All those products and all those shelves of the pharmacy, you think they got invented because the people who sell them wanted to be nice?
Well, yeah, what about aspirin? That's a very nice product. It cures headaches. It benefits mankind.
Big money maker, too. You never heard of aspirin, the painkiller king? That guy was rolling in dough.
All right. Well, what about those little pads for the bunions on your feet? That's a nice product. I'm absolutely sure the inventor of those little pads had the greater good of humanity in mind when he made those.
Dr. Scholl? You should see him now. Fast cars, loose women. Or is it loose cars and fast women? Whatever. He's making a mint.
You are so mercenary. Look, Harry, it really doesn't matter at this point what your motivation is, because the difference between those guys and you is that they have a product that works. Aspirin works. Bunion pads work. Does Harry's Elixir of Life work? Huh? Does it?
I don't know. Isn't that what this routine is all about? I mean, we talk and talk and talk, and meanwhile all the listeners out there are sitting around tapping their fingers, waiting for you to drink the Elixir of Life. You're holding up the show, Charney.
You mean I'm supposed to drink it?
Well, yeah. How else are we going to do this?
Why don't you drink it?
Me? I invented it. I can't drink it.
Why? Doesn't it taste good?
No, because... Did you ever see the movie Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Oh, that's just great. Is this where the routine is going?
Look, all I'm saying is in that movie, Dr. Jekyll drank his own potion, which he invented himself, and look where it got him. He turned into a horrible monster. But maybe if he'd gotten his best friend to try it out first, none of that mess ever would have happened.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
Steve, how bad could it be? I'm not that smart. How could I possibly invent something really dangerous?
Well, maybe you're right. How bad could it be? At worst, I'll grow a wart.
That's the spirit, Steve. And if you turn into a horrible monster, I promise to call the police and not let you hurt anyone.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, joining me in the studio is Robin and Linda Williams.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be back.
Along with Robin and Linda is Jim Watson and Kevin Maul. Jim, Kevin,
Hello.
Howdy.
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 Howdy. Now, Robin and Linda and Case, just to jog people's memories out there, Robin and Linda have played on Prairie Home Companion for many years. They get around. They travel all over the place. They got lots of records, CDs. In fact, they're going to be playing a song right now.
A song that we learned from a great songwriter who lives down in Charlotte, North Carolina. His name is Cy Khan. And he and his little boy, who I believe was around somewhere around 6 or 7 when he wrote this song about a bathtub toy called the Rubber Blubber Whale.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Daddy bought me a rubber blubber whale. A daddy bought me a rubber blubber whale. A daddy bought me a rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. A rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. But my sister, she wanted my rubber blubber whale. My sister, she wanted my rubber blubber whale. Yes, I really love her, but she cannot have my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. So my mama bought another rubber blubber whale. So my mama bought another rubber blubber whale. So my mama bought another rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Then I went swimming with a rubber blubber whale. Then I went swimming with my rubber blubber whale. Then I went swimming with my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Oh, and then I took a bath with my rubber blubber whale. Then I took a bath with my rubber blubber whale. Then I took a bath with my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale. Oh, and then I rubber dubbed to my rubber blubber whale. Then I rubber dubbed my rubber blubber whale. Then I rubber dubbed my rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale, blubber whale. Rubber blubber, rubber blubber whale.
Hey, great.
Oh. Out there. Sounded good.
Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent job. Oh, thanks, you guys
Steve.
Are great.
Thanks. You're looking good. It's good to see you again. Yeah. I hope it's not long before we see you again.
I hope. I agree with you. And if anyone, if you're ever in the area, I hope everyone's out there listening. Go catch Robin and Linda Williams. They just do a fine show. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Time for another commercial.
Time for another commercial. That means it's time for you to go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. If you want to become a patron of this program, give it a little support. That would be very helpful to me, and I would appreciate it greatly. You can donate, you know, $1 a month. You can donate $1 a year. I'll even take that, though most people do $1 a month. It's very nice. $5 would work too. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go. Follow the directions. You also get some, you know, I keep uploading every once in a while, some comedy bits that you probably won't find in other places. Okay. Thank you.
Harry's trying to get me to drink this elixir of life that he's concocted.
So you're going to drink it or not? You're holding up the routine here.
I don't think so.
Stop goofing around. Of course you're going to drink it. You have to, for the good of the show.
I have to?
Of course. What else are we going to do for the next 15 minutes? Twiddle our thumbs?
Ooh, I like twiddling my thumbs. That's fun.
Stop twiddling. You're not amusing anyone. And stop stalling. Just drink the elixir. You're starting to annoy everyone. You know that?
All right, all right. Jeez, the things I do for you. I take my life into my own hands.
Come on, just drink.
I'm drinking, I'm drinking. But if anything bad happens to me, so help me.
How bad could it be?
Hey, you know, this doesn't taste half bad.
And I bet you feel like a new man.
Well, not yet. Maybe I better have another glass.
Whoa, boy, come on. Remember, we're just testing this out.
This tastes great. I don't seem to be turning into a horrible monster after all.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, what?
Did you always have that wart on your nose?
What wart?
That wart. I never noticed it before.
Ooh, feels like a wart. Ah, a little wart never hurt anyone.
Steve, it's as big as a grapefruit!
Oh, no. The elixir of life. It's giving me warts? Harry, I knew this drug was no good!
Well, it's good if you need hair.
Why do you say that?
Because you're growing a pile of it all over your face and the back of your hands.
Oh, man, I don't believe this. Harry, I'm throwing this out. I'll be right back.
Hey, Steve, when you stand up, why are you humped over? Stand up straight.
What? I can't. Harry, wait. What's happening to me?
Your voice. Oh, no, Steve. You're turning into Mr. Hyde.
What do you mean?
You've never heard of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Well, you're Dr. Charney and Mr. Hyde. Your face, it's changing into a horrible monster. And your usually sweet, angelic disposition is metamorphosizing into a creature bent on destruction.
You little pipsqueak. I'll wring your scruffy little neck.
Steve, get away from me. I'm your buddy, remember?
Oh, Steve, you little swine.
Get away from me. Get away from me.
Wow, what's all this trash around here?
Don't say that. The boss will hear you and fire you. Oh,
the boss. I'll wring his scruffy little neck. Stop calling me Steve. I'll ring Steve's scruffy little neck.
But you're Steve.
I'm Steve. I'll ring my scruffy little neck.
He's doing it. He's ringing his own neck. I gotta do something. He's writhing on the floor in battle with his own good side. It's good against evil. I need an antidote before he smashes the whole studio up and strangles himself in the process.
Come here, you. Now I'm gonna wring your scruffy little neck.
Let me out of here! Let me out of here!
There's my back. Oh, here it is. This is gonna be fun.
I bought an apple for 2 cents. I polished it and sold it for 4. Back to the Apple store with my 4 cents, and I used it to buy 2 more. And that's how I made my millions. John Doe is my name. I had nothing, now I have millions. Anyone can do the same. Well, I sold those 2 apples for 4 cents. I used the money to buy 4 more. Those 4, they brought in 16 cents, which I took right back to the Apple store. And that's how I made my millions. John Doe is my name. I had nothing, now I have millions. Anyone can do the same. Well, the next time I bought 8, I polished them and I sold them all. Well, I was making money at a mighty rate. I thought big, though I started small. And that's how I made my millions. John Doe is my name. I had nothing, now I have millions. Anyone could do the same. I had 16 apples, I sold them with pride. I wasn't doing so bad. And it was just about then that my uncle died. And he left me everything he had, and that's how I made my millions. John Doe is my name. I had nothing, now I have millions. Anyone can do the same.
Everything has been smashed. I just wish there was someone around to wring their scruffy little neck. What's this? Looks like orange juice. Maybe I'll drink it.
Don't touch that juice!
What do you want, you little pipsqueak? I'll wring your scruffy little neck.
No. Drink this!
What's that?
Ooh, it'll make you even more horrible. You'll be stronger and more wicked.
Oh, good. Give it here. It tastes awful. I don't like it.
I'll get you to drink the antidote.
What do you mean?
In a few seconds, you'll no longer be Mr. Hyde, but you'll be back to being Dr. Charney.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come here. You look like you have a nice neck.
Look, the wart on your nose, it's getting smaller.
I can't really see.
Well, that's true. It's hard to look at your nose. The hair on your knuckles is disappearing, too. And you're sitting up straighter.
What's happening to me?
Steve, you're coming back.
Hello? What's going on, man? Did I just black out for a second?
Oh, it was horrible, Steve. You turned into a Mr. Hyde.
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious.
Well, whatever happened, it really made me thirsty. Mind if I have some of this orange juice?
Don't drink that, Steve!
What? Harry, you just knocked that out of my hand. That was terrible.
I just saved your life.
I'm going to have to wring your scruffy little neck.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Well, you know the drill by now. Conversations with My Dummy is put together by me, Steve Charney. I pretty much do everything, man. I want to thank Robin and Linda Williams for being my guest, Harry for singing How I Made My Millions, and I'm feeling much better now. Much better, yes, yes. And you can find this podcast on iTunes, on TuneIn.com, Google Play, pretty much anywhere, you know. You got a podcast app on your phone or device, just check it out, man. Conversations with My Dummy. I'm also on Facebook at Steve and Harry, and I got my own website, stevecharney.com. Got a YouTube channel. Almost 2 million hits now. Yeah, well, almost 1,000 subscribers. Very close to it, must say. And I guess that's about it. Oh, patreon.com/stevecharney. Oh, and I want to thank Kelly Kenyon for helping me write that. Dr. Charney and Mr. Hyde, The Elixir of Life. And if you have any interest in commenting on the program, I will be so happy to hear from you. Maybe how to make it better, maybe how to make it worse. Okay, maybe stop doing these dumb... stop doing these dumb routines about Miss Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. All right, you got anything to say?
I got nothing.
All right, come over here. I want to wring your scruffy little neck.